Ask Grandpa if he ever drove any oxen.
Did you ever drive any oxen?
Well, I've seen Father drive oxen. And he had a team oxen, and so he plowed with them. I've seen people drive oxen and rode in the wagon behind the oxen, but I didn't drive oxen myself. They drove them, they walked on the near side and drove them the whip. They didn't have any lines or anything like that to drive oxen, they just drove them the whip. The yoke.
Ask him if he was ever hungry in his life.
Were you ever hungry in your life?
Yes, one day I got in late and they had breakfast over, and I told Mother that I wouldn't go to school. She'd fix my dinner. I'd wait till noon to eat at school. So I took my dinner to school, and John Barnes stole the biscuits and eat them out. So I didn't have any dinner. So I didn't have anything to eat for 24 hours. I was hungry.
But
was there ever a time in the house that you lived that you didn't have anything to eat?
No, guess not.
He was a good provider.
Well, Greg has another song he wants to sing. Wait, he forgot it. Aunt Esther wants to read a poem.
Since Papa and I are very good Democrats, why, the Republicans and so on and so forth had better plug their ears, because we must have a poem, and this one was written to Woodrow Wilson. O mighty soul who dared rebuke the age-old dogs of war, whose cruel fangs have tortured kings, bold emperors, and czar. Within thy heart a patriot fire, whose light by pity fanned, burned with a ruddy glow of hope for every war-cursed land. A patriot with a larger love that reached beyond his shore, to every suffering, struggling soul destruction hovered o'er. Go to thy rest. Thy strength is spent. Let others stem the tide who see the beauteous rays of hope you kindled ere you died. And when our fruitful field shall by converted arms be dressed, the peaceful world with one acclaim shall rise and call thee blessed. That's a pretty fine poem for the Democrats.